After Earth. Mushrooms. The flat black mushrooms grow luxurious green hair edged with a band of white, green hair as luminous as underwater plants, green hair that can be fashioned into horsehair whisks. The flat black mushrooms exhale clusters of stars. They live in a section of the forest where no flies can settle. The Great Slug. The Great Slug rides his bicycle. His baggy pants can barely contain his baggy pants. He leaves behind a trail of grey foam. The Great Slug is a connoisseur of sofas and lazy boy recliners. He merely rides his bicycle to rid himself of certain metallic parasites which inhabit the deeper recesses of his sagging flesh. If only the Great Slug were hermaphrodite, but his penis remains firmly fixed in the center of his forehead. The Slug and I have a long history of altercations. He's nothing but an imposter, a provocateur, a guzzler of kerosene. Someday we'll settle old scores. Someday we'll slug it out. The lozenge box. Fire of flamingos, smoke of bats, ash of ants. On one bleak midwinter's day, you offered me the key to the lozenge box, and ever since then, multicolored pastilles continue to tumble out. A flywheel, a watering can, Fidel Castro's fountain pen. Multicolored pastilles continue to tumble out. The Empress of Emptiness. What a bell! What an absolute fashion plate! The Empress of Emptiness puts on her tinsel crown, while the black blue jays attack her battlements with toothpicks and tape recorders. Sirius Tinnitus is sweeping through Tintagel Castle, and Titus has gone to ground. The Empress of Emptiness gathers together her long dress and disappears down the elastic corridor. My uncle. My uncle, the acquirer of spoons, blind as a bat skimming over the astroturf. Old Polaroids lie scattered like tiles in his abandoned garden. For a joke, he once placed a small cloth sailor inside a condom. My uncle, who would break into a sweat at the sight of a dead matchstick. He loved the air, the letter H, the sound of castanets. My uncle, who hypnotized the King of Thailand. When I open the door to his garden shed, sparrows fly out from the rusted hinges. Elephants. Elephants are never irrelevant. They use adjectives to extract honey from honeycombs. Dinosaurs. It's wrong to compare ourselves with dinosaurs. Dinosaurs didn't use power tools. Dinosaurs didn't do jigsaw puzzles. Dinosaurs never put a man on the moon. They tore each other to pieces and fell into tar pits. It's wrong to compare ourselves with dinosaurs. André Breton's inflatable octopus. André Breton's inflatable octopus occupies a portion of Belgium. On Google Earth, you can see the way it sprawls across Brussels, with one tentacle reaching Antwerp and another touching Ghent. André Breton has a penchant for anal eroticism. On the other hand, his inflatable octopus is not only immaculate, but ready, willing, and able to release a magnificent cloud of perfumed ink. Circadian rhythms. Tapping on a toadstool, the sun comes up. The crickets chirp as they go to work, their little briefcases filled with sesame seeds. Tapping on a capped tooth, The moon goes down, slipped into a black folder, then filed away deep in the archives with all the other moons. Our ancestors. They found a billiard table embedded at the center of an iceberg, proof that our Neolithic ancestors engaged in recreational activities. The skeletons of hairy mammoths still bear the scars of their billiard cues. And look, over the horizon, kicking up the tundra, a great enraged herd of magnetic wildebeest. Captain Cook's hat. There's a tree growing on Captain Cook's hat. Two trees, in fact, one on the top and one on the side. The erratic navigator likes to swim with his dorsal finned compass. And the blue almond sky. And the blue almond sky.